Welcome back to Expand the Curve, you guys. Oh, this guest, you guys don't understand. I am obsessed with her. She's got beauty. She's got grace. She's Miss United States. We have little Miss Wendy Roach. How are you today?
Hello. I'm great. Thanks so much for the Miss Congeniality pun,
too. Of course. That's a great movie. I was going to ask you, do you like that movie or is it like, eh?
You know, I love Sandra Bullock. Mm-hmm. So any movie that I could see her in is always a great couple hours of entertainment to take you away from daily activity and daily life. So yeah. I just thought it was great. It was kind of funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
As being a part of pageantry, you see some of the kind of, I don't want to say mockery, but some of the little subtle jokes that go along with pageantry. So it was fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's one of the classics, honestly. Like, I can't not watch it. It's so good. So I am just thrilled by you because, again, you are Miss Plus Size. You are Miss International. I am fascinated by the pageant life, but I fell into it in the wrong way through, like, toddlers and tiaras.
Oh, yes, toddlers and tiaras.
I know. Yeah. I'm pretty bad. So I want to hear about, like, proper pageantry from an actual pageant girl. Like, I want to know the background behind it and yourself, too, as well. How'd you get into it? It's just that whole world is fascinating to me. So I'll turn it over to you.
Sure. That sounds great. My current title is Miss Plus Intercontinental 2021 with Miss Plus World organization. And I actually started in pageantry later on in life. In 2016, I had an opportunity to compete for Miss Illinois for a different pageant system called Miss Plus America. And it was a great opportunity for me to get my feet wet, see what it was about. And I actually got into it because of two things. One, I wanted to meet new friends. I know it sounds weird, but you develop such a great bond with the other women that you compete with. And it really is a sisterhood. They talk about pageantry sisterhood and having like-minded women who enjoy doing humanitarian work, because I enjoy doing that. I like helping people. So it seemed like it was a great fit for me to use this as an avenue to cultivate new friendships. Because as an adult, it becomes really hard to make new friends. Yeah. I'm not married. I have no children. My friends are married. They have children. So I found myself in this very precarious situation where I'm like, you know what? I need to find some new friends because nobody can go out and do anything. So I looked for something that would do that, and enjoying the glitz and the glamour and knowing that this is an opportunity to meet new people, it seemed like it was a perfect fit. The second reason why I wanted to do it is because I knew that this would help me to challenge myself. Mm-hmm. And as humans, I believe that we need to keep getting better and improving ourselves, whether it's one activity or one task or doing something like stepping out of your box, just enhancing who you are as a person to be better for others as well as for ourselves. And I knew that this was something that would also meet that niche. Think about it. You have to prepare questions. You have to prepare how you're going to answer all those questions. It's very challenging to do an onstage question. So I knew that it was going to be challenging for me as a person and as a woman to make sure that I was being articulate and appropriate and making sure I hit all the key things. That's actually how I got in. So I started in 2016, won Illinois, went to the national pageant, didn't win the national pageant, but placed 11th out of the girls that competed. So I kind of got the itch for it, as they say, waited a couple years, and then I actually participated in another local pageant just to see, do I really still want to go on this track? And ended up competing for Miss Plus World, won America, as they do a delegate at large title, and then competed for Miss Plus Intercontinental at the Miss Plus World pageant. So I know it's a long journey, but short amount of time. That's amazing.
Yeah. No, that's so cool. It's interesting because every time I hear about pageantries and pageants and all that stuff, they always start at a younger age. So for you to do it later mm-hmm. on, how was that versus like your competition who may have been doing it for years on end?
Starting it later on, I think actually helped me more because okay. here I've already been through experiences of going on job interviews. Doing a panel interview is like a job interview because your title as a title holder, this is your new job. It's a fun job, but it's still a job because your responsibility is to represent the system as well as help to empower other women around the world. And I appreciated the seasonability or the seasonedness that I had at that point that I competed later on in life, where other people, if they were younger, they don't have all those experiences to draw from sometimes.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, because sometimes like, wiser does come with age. And I feel like later on, I feel like you have a better sense of expectations of how to present yourself versus people who have been doing it and putting on that same role over and over again, that they never really been challenged. And you've been challenged because mm-hmm. you have real world experience with the job interviews. So it's interesting to put it in that perspective because I never thought of it like that.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, as a pageant person, okay, you need to remember that you have to prepare for this. You can't just walk into a pageant. I actually trained, yes, I said trained, a year for this pageant to compete in the international competition. And it's, of course, you've got the right poses, the right walking, making sure you're doing everything appropriate on the runway, but it's how you really want to present your best self. And it's strategic, but you have to do a lot of soul searching. And my coach calls it the deep diving process to know who you truly are, what you really want, and what kind of a legacy you want to leave behind. And they talk about you win when it's your time. And even though I'd competed before, I knew going into this one, it was different. I yeah. knew that it was different competition for me. And I felt different. And I felt like I was my best self at the time that I was doing it. I knew that I was ready. I knew I was prepared. And sometimes I think if you don't approach it that way, that also makes the difference in the world.
Yeah. Could you name like three people that kind of influenced you or are really good friends now that you are like tried and true? You guys always do pageants together or hang out together outside of work and stuff like that.
Sure. Absolutely. LaVise Brinkman, who is a reigning title holder right now with Miss Royalty International. She is actually the first friend that I met back in 2016. And we actually go to pageants together and support other pageants that are other girls that we know that are competing. And we just have a great time spending all pageantry. We also found that we have similar interests in other things. We actually both hate dramas. So we talk about those. So it's interesting. Once you open the box, you learn all these other things about each other. That's LaVise. Love her dearly. Crystal, she is the reigning Miss Galaxy. And she was actually my coach for the pageant. I did have a coach. And she has just been so wonderful to me and helped me to attain this dream that I wanted by getting this international title. And she's been just an incredible friend. And the third one that comes to mind is Queen Lasagna Alexander. I saw her last night. We both walked the one right together. So
oh, that's so cool.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
And she's just an amazing and wonderful person. She also is a title holder for another pageant system. And she has a foundation that she actually runs called Moms Can Do It Too, which is really spectacular. And basically the message is, it's never too late. And it's true. It's never too late to start a new chapter in your life or start doing something that you've always wanted to do.
So. Yeah, I love
that. So those are three off the top of my head. So. And there's plenty more. So
yeah, no, I feel like there's a that collective friend group that you guys could always talk to. And I feel like that's like your big three. Like, obviously you have plenty of friends and plenty of supporters in your group, but there's always that big three that you're like, I can always count on and rely. And I was always curious just to see how that would work for you guys. So that's really cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Can you explain, I guess, the pageant process, like what categories it is? I know it varies with regions and nationals, but is there like a national standard or like a universal standard? Because it is international too as well.
Sure. So typically in a pageant, you have to submit an application along with photos to start. After you do the application and the photos, those are reviewed by the people that actually run the pageant system. And there are questions on that application that you do have to answer. For example, what is your platform? What would you do if you won the title? Which is a very important answer. You need to know that one. Let's see what else. There's also typical questions as why did you want to get into pageantry or why are you in pageantry? So going through the application process is always the first step. Once you get accepted into the pageant, then you compete sometimes on a city, state, national, or international level. So for the Miss Plus World system, which is the system that I actually represent, we actually represented, well, I represented America. And so after I have that title, I went and competed for the international title of Miss Plus World.
Yeah.
And even though we have Miss Plus World, and my title is Miss Plus Intercontinental. So when I went to the international competition, there was an 18 to 34 category, and that title holder would win the title of Miss Plus World. The 35 on up, because I want to disseminate the two different categories, is Miss Plus Intercontinental title. So that's the difference in the two titles. So you'll have different divisions in different pageant systems. Sometimes they have a plus division. Sometimes they have an older division called the sophisticate or a lady category. So there's an opportunity for everyone.
That's good.
And you just really need to find the right pageant system that is for you. And that really can make or break how you do or how you reign during your title that you have. As a representative for the organization, before you go to actually compete, you start doing your volunteer service, your community service. You have to start working with your platform, wearing the crown, wearing the sash, going out in public, because once you get your title that you have before you actually compete, you're responsible for doing all those things, as well as highlighting your pageant system that you're in. And a lot of people don't know that. They, great, I got this crown and I'm going to compete in September. No, you have to get out there and start doing stuff.
Yeah.
And make sure that you're showcasing the beautiful things that you want to change in the world or do in the world, and as well as the pageant system that you represent. And that's why it's important to select a pageant system that matches closely with you, because your responsibility is to represent them. If you don't believe in their mission, their vision, their philosophy, what they stand for, then you shouldn't be competing for them, because you don't want any conflicts. And you don't want it to compromise any of your core values. So Miss Plus World actually was the right system for me. I knew it stepping into it. I knew it putting in the application. I knew it was the right system for me. So that's very important.
That is amazing to know. I wasn't aware that you don't stop being a pageant queen. You really have to keep the dream alive.
Absolutely. And even though I'm crowning my successor soon, I will still be Miss Plus Intercontinental 2021. And I still have a responsibility to that title.
Absolutely.
And also, I just want to add too, that you may compete and you may not win. there are plenty of women that I know that have competed 5, 6, 7 times and still haven't won the title, but came back that 8th time and actually won. So there is actually, I think, Miss USA or Miss America a couple years ago. She had competed. This was her 9th time competing, and she actually won.
Oh, wow.
The title. So,
okay.
Yes. Don't ever give up.
Yeah, I love that message. I was going to say, for being like a pageant queen and stuff like that, what's one piece of advice you would give to someone who's wanting to start an interest in going into pageants or wants to be able to help somebody who wants to take that next step? Like, what advice would you give?
Start doing your research, whether it's on yourself to really get to the heart of why you want to do pageantry. And then why you want to compete and why what you're looking for in a pageant system. Once you determine those personal things, then you start doing the research on the different pageant systems that there are out there to see which one best matches with those things that you're trying to accomplish and achieve.
Gotcha.
So that's the first step.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes pageants are only associated with a certain body type. So for to see that kind of Miss Plus World 2021 Continental, like having that as an option is really amazing. How long did it take before we even had that as an option?
It's actually been evolving as a trickle, I would say, over the course of many years. I think my first plus size pageant that I had seen was probably back in the late 80s, early 90s, where there was maybe just one or two systems out there. And then there was a long period of time where there weren't any. And now it's come back again. So there are a lot of pageant systems that are getting on board with understanding that not everybody is going to fit into a size 0 or size 4. And the world is made up of so many wonderful and amazing people that have so much to give back and so much to help with inspiring and motivating others that nobody should be discounted. So there's a lot of systems now that actually have plus divisions. And then there are still some that are very traditional that do not have a plus division. So
yeah.
I think it'll take a little bit longer to get that full acceptance in the pageantry arena, but it's definitely changed a lot in the past few years. Now too, I'm in New York, right? For Fashion Week. They're putting plus size women on, or curvy girls, on the runway now, where before you couldn't get on a runway. You would never see somebody, you would never see designers designing for women that are plus size. And I think as our fashion industry continues to change and understand that there's all different body types and sizes, that you'll start to see those other things then trickle through.
Yeah.
Love Christian Siriano. Christian Siriano always has plus women on the runway or curvy women on the runway. So it's really wonderful to see.
I like to hear that the movement is a movement. It's actually happening. Because I always worried about the pageantry and stuff. Like, again, the only times I ever see it is with a straight size. I never really see the plus size in the limelight or in the spotlight specifically. So it's like very encouraging to hear it from you who won and is giving that kind of representation that we definitely needed, because it's definitely a slow, but it's a steady progress for sure. And I wanted to know, did you won and stuff like that. Do you do any coaching on the side for other people?
I do. I think that once you've gone through the process and you get to a point where you're, yes, I can help other people in this area, then you start to help people with coaching and things like that. And it's so rewarding to be able to give someone all those wonderful things that I've learned over the past few years, as well as what I'm drawing from my career and in my life outside of pageantry, to see them embrace and get to the next phase for themselves to compete in pageants or and to win a title. So
yeah, absolutely. Can you recall a moment during like when you were doing your pageants that was probably the best moment? That was the moment you're like solidified, yes, this is exactly what I want to do.
I think it was probably when I was competing for this title. Actually, yeah. I know it may sound like a delayed reaction, but I knew that I wanted to participate in pageantry, but I knew that once I was preparing for this specific title, about 6 months into it, I'm like, this is it. This is going to be my year. I'm going to make sure that I put my best self out there. And I'm just going to do it. And that's why I said it changed for me, that I knew it was the right time. And so it was really while I was preparing for this pageant.
Wow. That's amazing. I know, because like you said, there's sometimes you win and then sometimes you don't win the competition, but like you still compete. And I know sometimes before that, there's moments where you're like, oh yeah, this is the moment I want to do because I absolutely love this. And the sisterhood and like, the competition, it's always, as much as it can be very competitive, it's still healthy because you're still like having that type of camaraderie with each other, while also like solidifying your own independence, your own like style, your own independent passion for it. And it's kind of cool. So mm-hmm. I like hearing that side because I was curious just like how that worked for you.
Yes. And I think too, as people, we take challenges from time to time. Mm-hmm. And I remember this time when I was younger where I tried out for the pom-pom squad. Actually, it was in high school. And I had done dance for years, but I was the plus size girl. And at that time when I was in high school, there weren't a lot of people that were overweight. I was pretty much the only one in my graduating class that was. And that's okay. It's okay for me to be different than everybody else. I can say that now. But I had tried out for the pom-pom squad and I did really well. I actually had one of the girls that was judging come up to me and say, you did so, I was so happy. I looked on the list, I didn't get on the team. And I went to the coach and I said, okay, I would like to know what I need to improve on. So that way next time when I audition, I'll be able to make the team. And she told me, honey, you just don't fit the uniform. And I was devastated. I was absolutely devastated at that point. I went home, I cried, I was sad. And of course, then what begins? You don't want to eat, you don't want to do anything. I fell into this a little bit of a depression. And after a couple of days of sulking and beating myself up, I said, wait a minute, this is just one lady's opinion of me. Mm-hmm. Why am I allowing her to change my life and my direction of things that I want to do and I want to achieve? So it really comes back to what happens at that point when somebody knocks you down. Do you bounce back up? Or do you believe them and be in that state? And so I never tried out again for the high school team, but I did audition for college and I made the college cheerleading team. I was the same size as I was when I was in high school. And I ended up being cheerleader of the year. And then the next year I came back, I was captain of the cheerleading squad. So my not giving up gave me such a wonderful reward and opportunity later on that I never could have imagined. So I think we need to remember that too, as well. Don't give up and see what you can do next time if you're told no the first time.
Exactly. You're amazing. You are truly amazing. I can see why you won. I can definitely see why you won.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, I know this plus size competition or this pageant was on an international or continental level. Yeah. Do you feel like there's more room for improvement on the regional or like on the city level, because I don't know about him and I feel like it's not heard of. So I feel like, is there more outreach for that going on now for the younger competition?
Yes, absolutely. This Miss Plus World has been around, if we don't include quarantine, then it's been around for 3 years. I was actually the third title holder. And so it's a relatively newer pageant system, but they're the best. Honestly, they're awesome. And so having the opportunity to be more on the beginning stages of the Miss Plus World system has been just amazing, because I meet a lot of people where you like that are just like you that say, oh, I've never heard of that before. Great. Let me tell you about it. So it's a wonderful opportunity for me as a representative to be able to go out there and talk about it. And that's been fantastic. So having the world participate in this pageant, I will tell you, the first runner up for my, whenever I won, the first runner up was South Africa. Mm. And the second runner up was Miss Malaysia. And I am actually really close with South Africa. So it's, you really have this nice bond, as I mentioned,
even
with other women from around the world. And that has been rewarding as well. There's not a lot of countries right now that have representation, and we're always looking for more countries for representatives.
Yeah.
So people can go to Miss Plus World and check it out and see if they could represent their country. And it's been rewarding for me to be able to talk to other countries. I've done radio interviews in Japan, and I've done things in Malaysia and Singapore and stuff. So it's really been fantastic.
Oh my gosh, you really are international.
Yes, I am. And I'm actually supposed to be going to Korea, but the quarantine has postponed my trip. So I'm waiting for that to subside a little bit. So then that way I can get in and do some appearances there. But yes, this, you have an opportunity to grab a ticket and grab a bag and hit the road to some wonderful locations.
That's so cool. I'm so jealous. I've always wanted to go to Korea. Like, you're living my K-drama fantasy life.
You like K-dramas too. See?
I do.
What happens? You start talking to somebody and you find out, aren't they the best?
They're so good. And I just found out, like, Crash Landing on You, the two like main actors got married or engaged. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, they're engaged. They're engaged. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I think I started watching them. I wanted to learn the language. So I'm actually studying Korean right now. I've been taking a class and I know. And so I've been learning, and the best way to actually learn a language is to watch things. And so then that way you can hear it. And then I always put the subtitles down, but they have such fabulous writing, incredible actors, great storylines. They're just so enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
And as somebody that works their regular job in healthcare, I don't want to watch regular TV. I want something to take me away for a little bit. And so they're like a little package gift that they're given to every day.
They really are. And speaking of TV, I did mention a few pageant TV shows. I wanted to know your kind of thoughts on from not just from the pageant perspective, but also from a plus size perspective too, as well. The representation, do you think they portray pageantry in a good light, a bad light, or you think there's always room for improvement?
I think there is opportunity for people to demonstrate both the positive and the negative, or things that they want to cultivate as true or not true in a system. I think we live in the United States, we have freedom of speech. So there's opportunity to do anything on both sides of the realm. I've watched some of the shows, and some things are very difficult to, I guess, act out. If you're at a young age, you mentioned toddlers and tiaras. I'm sure there are plenty of children standing off the side of the stage screaming and saying they don't want to go on stage. It can be scary. So I think that there's entertainment purposes as well as some validity, and also some things that aren't so valid. So I know that's an ambiguous answer, but I think it's it's left up to interpretation too.
It is. Yeah. Especially on the plus size perspective, I don't really see about it. That's why when you mentioned it, I was like, oh my God, I wasn't aware. And I love that. That's amazing. And I would love to get more knowledge of it. So it's like speaking with you and getting that kind of knowledge and firsthand experience is incredible. Mm-hmm. So I bet I wanted to know, when you first started in 2016, were you like scared at first? Were you like terrified, or you were like, I'm ready to just jump in?
I was very nervous because I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. So stepping into the venue that first time, I didn't know how people were going to be towards each other. Mm-hmm. But I'm one of those people it's funny because sometimes I'm very outgoing, sometimes I'm very introverted, but having the opportunity to walk in there and just smile and say hi and see what is the reception going to be back towards me. And that's, you know, how you start friendships, right? You smile, you say hi, and then see what happens.
Yeah.
And so I was really nervous. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how the challenges were going to be. I knew that I had categories that I was participating in. I knew I had an interview. I knew I had formal wear, which is your evening gown. And I knew that I had a sportswear competitions. And that's pretty typical of a lot of pageant systems. Miss Plus World actually has a international costume because it's very similar to Miss Universe, where they walk out on stage with those big costumes. I had a big costume. And so it's costume, interview, formal or evening gown, and denim couture. So I knew that was all I could expect. Okay, this is what I know I have to do. And so once you start participating and start mingling with other people, then you start to see how the lay of the land is. And you can, when you're walking around and talking to people and saying hi, you pick up little tips, or you hear somebody talking about, oh yeah, do you know you have to do this? Or, hey, did you know you should put Vaseline on your teeth? So then that way your lipstick doesn't stick to your teeth. And
is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
Oh my God. I thought that was just a rumor. I didn't know that was actually true. Oh my God.
And what is that? Like the hemorrhoid cream? They say they put hemorrhoid. Some people do that, but I don't. But yeah, Vaseline on your teeth. And
yeah, Oh my God. Yeah, please let me know all the tips and tricks. I'm so curious now. I thought that was just a rumor. I didn't know that was actually true.
No.
Wow.
No, it's true. It's true. I learned it back in 2016. It was funny. And I'm like, wow, this really does work.
So, yeah. That's
insane. Then you always bring a roll of duct tape with you because you never know when you're going to need it. So,
interesting. And I heard something about for keeping your hair in place. I forget what it was. It's not like hairspray. They use something else instead. And I was like, that seems intense, but whatever gets the job done. So that's so interesting.
When you go backstage at a pageant, there's a couple of things you can count on. You can count on tons of hairspray, this like cloud of hairspray that you're going to walk through, and a ton of makeup and false eyelashes. Mm-hmm. You can always count on those things. But the nice thing is that the women help each other. And I will never, never forget back in 2016, I was at Nationals and my earring had broken and I had no backup pair of earrings that matched my evening gown. And my friend Jenny, she actually came up over to me. She wasn't my friend at the time. I really didn't know her. She was actually in another category. She was in the Mrs. category. And she said, I just saw that your earring broke. Let me give you these. These will look really great with your evening gown. You can borrow these on stage. And I will never forget that. The kindness in the midst of competition. And here she was right there, my savior with a pair of earrings I needed to go on stage.
That's incredible. I'm sure now you probably have a running checklist before you do anything.
You take a lot of bags. You take a lot of bags. And being at an international competition and having to take the big costumes and stuff like that, you have to ship a lot of stuff ahead of time. And you have to hope it all gets there in one piece because you only have an opportunity to carry so many bags on the plane. So,
yeah. Oh, my God. You really, yeah, you're ahead of the game with getting everything together, because I would be, if one thing like fell apart, I'd be like, this is it. I'm done.
No, you need to stay cool. You need to stay calm.
Yeah, I try my best, but you are truly like cool, calm, and collected when I think of that now.
I think it's my background in on hospitals that helps me, because I work in healthcare. So I used to work in an emergency department, and you just got to remain calm.
So what is next for you, for your future projects or anything that you'd like to mention? If it's top secret, I won't force you to say anything, but if there's anything you'd like to share.
Sure, absolutely. So right now at this time, I told you I'm learning Korean to go to Korea. So I am learning Korean. I still plan to head there. Even if I crown my successor, I'll still go there to represent the pageant system and do some appearances there. I also have opportunity to work on a book later on this year. So I did two book collaborations last year, but I want to actually do my own book for start my own book this year. So that's on the agenda. I also do a lot of public speaking. So I have a couple of public speaking events coming up, and I'm currently working on my PhD. So that's another thing that I've got going on. So lots of things happening, but it's really good that I'm organized. You should see my schedule though. It's like color. Each how it fits into my life has a different color. Yeah, that it's color coded. So when I look at my calendar, I see pink, and I know pink is personal. So I'll go, okay, these are all the personal things I have going on. And green is this, is the pageant stuff. And purple is this. It helps me to know what I'm doing from day to day. So, I look at it this way. It's never too late to start to do something that you truly want to do. My father passed away very young. He was 61 years old. And it really taught me the value of not putting things off that you want to do, that you've always wanted to do. And it was a lesson that came at a very large cost to me, but I'm so grateful to have had the amazing and wonderful experiences that I have since I changed my thought process and thinking in that direction, that don't wait and don't put it off. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to learn to surf. So when I went to Hawaii for a photo shoot this year, I learned to surf on Waikiki Beach at my age. And I got motion sickness, so I had to stop after an hour, but I did it. And I was up on the board, and it was something that I'd always wanted to do, but was fearful of doing it and kept putting it off. Not anymore. It was a great experience.
That's incredible. So. That's amazing. I just like hearing that, and then hearing like your background, it's just that makes so much sense. Rounds you out now. I fully get your story. And it's just, I can't wait to hear your book. Let me know when it comes out. I'm totally buying it and reading it. First customer right here for you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Olive.
Of course. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I really do appreciate it. Where can they find to learn more about you?
Sure. Follow me on Instagram at Wendy Roach, or Roach, R-O-A-C-H dot Wendy. And you can also just go to my website at WendyMRoach.com, and you can find links on there to all my social media. But stay tuned, because you never know what's going to happen next, right?
There are big things for her. Big things, guys. So keep following her, because she's not someone you want to miss.
Aw, thank you so much.
Thank you.